This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Coming out of the rumor mill today are reports that Apple wants to buy Beats Electronics for $3.2 billion. Beats was started in 2008 by rapper Andre Young, better known as Dr. Dre, and it's been a pretty solid company revenue-wise. Still, $3.2 billion is a whole lot of money. We asked Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith to dig into the deal.
It's not totally clear why Apple would want to buy Beats Electronics.
DRE, right back up on top of things.
Beats is best known for its headphones. They're colorful, stylish, and cost about $200. Tech analyst Ben Beharin says status headphones are big business.
It's certainly clear that this is a huge growth category within retail.
Beats' revenue reportedly topped $1 billion last year. But music industry analyst Bob Lefsetz thinks Apple's interested in something else.
They certainly don't need the headphone company, which makes second-rate headphones based on marketing.
Lefsetz thinks Apple would be most interested in Beats' music streaming service. Steve Jobs famously opposed the subscription music model and championed iTunes' model, where you buy a song outright.
The paradigm is shifting as I speak. Apple iTunes sales are down. Streaming revenue is up. Apple caught flat-footed. They're trying to solve this problem by buying Beats.
But Apple doesn't need to buy its way into the streaming business, says James McQuivey, a tech analyst at Forrester Research.
Subscription business is something Apple could have done by lifting a finger at any point in its history. This is not unique skill set, industry relationships, technology, none of that.
McQuivey says the Beats buy could well be part of a larger strategy. After all, Apple is sitting on $151 billion in cash, and CEO Tim Cook recently said the company would go on a shopping spree.
Dr. Dre is the name. I'm ahead of my gang still.
I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.